Let me tell you about Miroslav. Miroslav works for me. He is what I call my producer. I want to tell you how I met him. I have used over the years a number of email or software programs and websites to find people to work for me. There's Fiverr, there's Upwork, which it used to be Odesk and Elance. Anyway, I was looking for someone to edit some videos and I found this guy, Miroslav. Now, I already have several other people who work for me through Upwork. Miroslav lives in Serbia. Why did I hire Miroslav? Because he's a lot less expensive than a video editor here. However, he is also a great video editor. And so he and I began this relationship of me sending him videos and him editing them and us using them in various programs and products. But what I noticed about Miroslav was, number one, he was always communicating immediately, pretty much. If I said something to him, and I don't even know what time it is. I think it's about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Serbia, maybe later right now. But anyway, if I ask him something, he responds. And the second thing is, he tends to do more work than I ask him for. Now, that means that if he's, for example, the banner page here on my Will Bowen Facebook page, the banner ad at the banner at the top with me on stage, originally you couldn't read the font very well. You couldn't read the text. It actually overlapped on some devices. And Miroslav just saw that and fixed it and sent it to me. Now, I didn't ask him to do that. I didn't plan to pay him to do that, but as soon as he did it, I wanted to pay him, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. And then another time, recently, we realized that if you go to my blog page, willbowen.com/blog, a lot of these jump starts didn't have thumbnails. Now, even though Miroslav had created the thumbnails, and he creates all these really cool thumbnails that show me like next to giant-sized rabbits and have made me into a magician, and I don't pose for these things. He looks through my jump starts and through my personal pictures until he finds something that he gets inspired by and creates these thumbnails. So he creates all of the thumbnails and everything, but we realized that we had not uploaded these to the blog. So I asked Miroslav, since he had the thumbnails, to please go in and update the blog, and he did, and he hadn't been instructed on how to do it in the first place, and now he does it every single day. My point is, there were 61 of these, because we do these every single day. Miroslav went in and edited all 61. And then he turned around and he said, they're done. And I said, okay, how much do I owe you? It's hard to get a feeling because, you know, here in this country, a low income is $15 an hour. And in his country, that's what chief executive officers make. I mean, they make $3 an hour there. So anyway, his response was, you don't owe me anything. I wanted to do it as a gift. Just like he said when I asked him about the banner. Miroslav is always looking for a little extra work to do for me. Now, I have other assistants who look for extra work to do with me as well, so they can make more money, get more hours. Miroslav is always looking for that little thing that he can do, and only he can do, and to do it for free, just as a gift. Now, what do you think happens when I have the opportunity to pay him? I'm extremely generous. I've always said, I want to hire these people in other countries, of course, because I can save a lot of money and also find some great people and help some people who need the work in those countries. But my job is always to make them the best paid people in their neighborhood. In other words, doing what they do, I want them to be extremely well paid by me. So anyway, what I usually do is take, well, what would I pay somebody here in this country? And I pay them pretty close to that or something like that. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make about Miroslav is that he's always looking for, he finds things that are wrong and he doesn't turn around and point them out to me. He just fixes them. He just fixes them. I remember one of my first jobs as a radio station manager, I was 26 years old and I was managing a man who was my age. Now this guy had retired down to the beach. It was a radio station in Southport, North Carolina, just outside of Wilmington. And this man was a former NBC network announcer on the radio. His name is Stan Knowles. Stan's probably passed away by now, because this was 32 years ago. But anyway, Stan was a former NBC announcer. And the way we had it was our office was in one location and the broadcast facility was in another location. So oftentimes I would go months without even seeing the announcers. Well, what I found out was that the maid had quit the radio station. I didn't know that. The maid didn't choose to tell me, she just simply stopped showing up. And I found out that Stan had picked up just cleaning the radio station, just because he wanted to. And he also started buying toilet paper. Because I was like, okay, well, she was the one that provided the toilet paper. And everybody's like, oh no, Stan's been providing the toilet paper for a couple of months. And he's also been, his wife bakes cookies and brings them in, and he'll eat one, but then he'll leave them for all the other shifts. So I want to invite you to consider Stan, and I want to invite you to consider Miroslav, because they have a lot in common. They see what's wrong, but rather than pointing it out or trying to get someone else to do it, they realize it's easier to just get it done themselves and not make a big deal out of it, and to just contribute. Now, I know some of you are in some really, and I'm not just talking about work, by the way. I'm talking about relationships. A lot of people won't give until the other person gives. And so everybody's standing just about 10 feet apart. There's social distancing in relationships because everybody's waiting on the other person to take one step. You know, saying I'm sorry doesn't mean that I'm wrong. Saying I'm sorry means that I care more about the relationship than I care about being right. And it's that same mentality. It's that willingness to see what's wrong and go ahead and just fix it instead, and rather than sitting around and complaining. I'm sorry, I had something else going on in my mind, and I was thinking about this idea. I forget who said it, and I always want to try and give attribution to people I learn things from. Roger Dawson, I'm pretty sure it was Roger Dawson, who said that most Americans work just hard enough not to get fired, and they get paid just enough not to quit. How about that? Somebody's got to go first in every relationship. Somebody's got to give. And I mean, here I am giving you a message about Miroslav, and he's an employee, you know, but he's so much more. And the reason he's so much more is he chose to be so much more. I'd be willing to bet you, and I haven't looked in a while, hopefully I won't knock us offline again like I did before, but I'd be willing to bet you Miroslav is with us right now. Oh, I see it. Got it. Thank you, Patty. I understand what you were trying to say. Patty was saying that she shares these daily jump starts every day with her friends. I do appreciate that. Thank you so much. There's a cluster of you, approximately 8 to 12 of you, who share these every single day. Please share this. Costs nothing. It helps me carry my message, and it also helps people, and that's what I'm all about. So share this, would you please? I want to jumpstart your friends and family's day so that later on you can talk about what it is we're talking about today. And today what we're talking about is going the extra mile. By the way, do you know where the term going the extra mile comes from? It's from the Bible. There was a thing called conscription, but that's something else. Anyway, during the times of Jesus, of course, Israel or Judea was an occupied territory by Rome. Now, Romans carried these very heavy packs because they had to carry all the provisions and everything. And it was in Roman law that any Roman could give a citizen his pack, and that citizen had to carry that pack for that Roman for up to a mile. Now, the Roman could then get someone else who would then carry it. Now, this was a really demeaning thing. Imagine, like, you are sitting around and a police officer comes up and makes you carry their backpack, or a military officer makes you carry their bag through the airport, and they can do that and it's legal. You would feel so resentful. And Jesus was saying, be so chill inside that you just carry that backpack an extra mile. In other words, you show to them, you're not going to demean me internally. You can demean me externally, but internally, I'm going to stay so high that I'm going to show you by carrying the backpack an extra mile. What we forget in relationships is the golden rule never works until you realize it's your turn. It's always your turn to go first. Miroslav doesn't wait on me to pay him more money. Miroslav does more and I pay him more money. And right here, you see where it says M backwards NPOC, looks like a pi symbol AB. That is Miroslav. So the reason my jump starts look good every day is because of Miroslav. He helped me dial this in. He helped me figure out the lighting. He gives me notes on every day. He doesn't have to be here to watch these. I'm not paying him. He's here simply because he's that go the extra mile kind of person. So first of all, give to them what you feel is lacking and things turn around quickly. Yes, exactly. Earl Nightingale used to say that it's like the man who sat freezing to death in front of the stove, the wood stove, and said, "When you give me heat, I'll give you wood." And that's the way most people approach life, and that's no way to approach life. Give first, and life gives back. And I guarantee you, Miroslav is going to go to great heights, and he's got a wonderful family. He sends me pictures sometimes of him and his family. So take a look at the event today, which I was not able to show you. And you'll see that is my head, but that is not on my body. He assembles all of that. He creates all of that. He puts so much into it. So I would like to ask you, thank you, Tammy. You've started it right now. Everybody, please tell Miroslav, thank you. Thank you for the extra effort he does for me and for all of us. But more importantly, the model and the example he is. 32 years later, I remember that radio announcer who went the extra mile. I guarantee you to my dying breath, I'm going to remember Miroslav. Everybody say thank you to him. And right now, while you're doing that, I want to share with you what our meditation is going to look like today and going to sound like. So very quietly, let me transition into that. For those of you who are a member of our complaint-free meditation program, and I know most of you are, many of you are, this is what we're going to be looking at today as we begin our meditation. And it's going to be wonderful, and I know that we're all going to feel very peaceful and very calm and very blessed and very relaxed as a result of it. So sorry again for the technical difficulties this morning. If you're not a part of our complaint-free meditation program, and by the way, Miroslav creates all of the events and schedules everything there too, go to www.complaintfreemeditation.com. We had somebody new join yesterday. I'm excited about that. I get so excited. If I could just get people to meditate, I tell you what, I'll give you a 100% guarantee. First of all, you get 30 days free. And if you do this for 3 months and your life has not dramatically improved, I'll give you your old life back. Let me read everybody's comments and then we're going to ring off so I can go and do the meditation. Oh my goodness, so many of you are saying hey and thank you. Jerome says thank you. Miroslav. Liz says thank you. Bravo says Lisa. Gail says thank you. Kareen says thank you, Big M. Cynthia says yes, thank you. Thanks, says Cindy. And Patty Malone says thank you. Miyuki, hey Miyuki, didn't get a chance to say hello to you. Thank you. Mark Gleason sends applause. Michelle Doherty is here and says, thank you, Miroslav. Thank you for just do it attitude, Miroslav. Lisa Bartels is sweetness. By the way, another person I'll never forget working with, and I'll say this and I'll say goodbye, and that's Daniel Byrne. Happiest man I ever met. He walks into the room like a 1,000-watt bulb. I have never seen him not be that way. Thank you all for your examples to me. And bless you all. I thought I was back on the jumpstart, but I realized I was still staying in the meditation, maybe because I'm ready to meditate. If you really want to relax, recharge, and refuel your life, check out complaintfreemeditation.com. 30 days free, and I look forward to seeing you all there. Have a great day. Love you, and I will see you Monday. I've got something exciting I want to talk to you about on Monday.